and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Unfair is the word former President Trump used this morning to sum up the New York fraud trial that targets his business empire.
It's interference, it's political interference, and it's something that shouldn't be allowed.
Closing arguments going on today. The government says consumer prices rose a fraction last month and were up 3.4% over a year ago.
I'm not sure that we should have grave concern with this. This was widely expected. It did come in a little bit hotter, but this is really because of energy remaining a month-over-month issue.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger. After 24 seasons and six Super Bowl titles with the New England Patriots, head coach Bill Belichick is moving on after a losing season. CBS Sports NFL writer Tyler Sullivan.
We talk about Bill Belichick saying he is the greatest head coach in the history of the NFL. We don't say he's the greatest GM. Poor drafting, poor roster management has ultimately led the Patriots to where they are.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jerry O'Connor is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel.
Right now, the hurdle is very high to fully prosecute and convict a sex trafficker. This is going to make that process more clear. And I think it's a better direction for law enforcement, the courts, and for prosecutors.
The bills would increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers. Wisconsin is bracing for its second big snowstorm this week. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. Some places can expect up to 6 inches of blowing and drifting snow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This time around, folks near the lake could get more snow than everyone else. It's about an inch or two that came down overnight. It's a lighter snow than what some saw earlier in the week. A winter storm watch is in effect from tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. The watch warns of heavy snow with accumulations of 6 or more inches. Some models are near 10 inches. Winds will be gusting from 35 to 45 miles an hour. The potential impacts include difficult travel, reduced visibility, and the possibility of downed tree branches. During this week's snowstorm, a Waukesha man had to be rescued by firefighters after his hand got trapped in a snowblower. Tyler Hoffner, who was using a snowblower for the first time, got his hand stuck in the chute. And despite firefighters' efforts to disassemble the machine, they eventually had to use a power saw to free him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm watch has been issued for our area. Snow starting overnight may mix with some rain, so we'll wake up to less than half an inch, with snow continuing, heavy at times, and winds whipping near 40 miles per hour. 1 to 3 inches is likely, and by tomorrow night, another 1 to 3 is expected to fall. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To Matt Nair on air. Jay Matt Nair and Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. And as she does every Thursday at this time, we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our public service announcement. Dr. K, how are you today?
I'm so good. And I see what you did there with the theme song. Very clever.
Brian Kelly had sent me a list of like 30 different Jane songs. I had no idea. I knew of like three of them. And then, oh my gosh. But unfortunately, as I was reading the lyrics through a lot of these songs, it's like, were we all drug dealers and prostitutes or what? It's just a lot of sad Janes, apparently.
Well, that sounds like a great name for a band, doesn't it? The Sad Janes.
The Sad Janes.
There we go.
There's our Civic Media band.
I have another suggestion. Once you get the Sad Janes together, you should take Matt Nair on air to Eau Claire, don't you think? What do you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I would really love to do a whole statewide tour and visit all of our stations around the state. We have so many beautiful places all around Wisconsin. I would really like to see if we can get that all ironed out. Maybe later on in the summer, early part of the summer, we will see. Before you joined us, Dr. Lyerly, we were talking about the latest book ban in Florida. And now they want to ban an elementary version of the Merriam-Webster dictionary because definitions are apparently dangerous.
Well, that's why we're talking about the things that we talk about during public service announcement, because there are so many things out there that people need to know, but they don't know where they can go to get this kind of information in an unbiased, evidence-based, like real way. So we really want to encourage people, if you are out there and you have questions, you've heard something, you're wondering about something, text us, call us, let's get it out there. Let's talk about it so that you know, so that you're making decisions based on real information, not whatever bunk you hear on news or whatever. Like, make real good decisions based on science.
Yes, based on actual facts. If you want to join us or have a question for Dr. Lyerly, you can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Texter Andrew from Maine says, just imagine the Florida offensive books Dr. Lyerly must have in her bookshelves.
Your
whole book, right? They'd all out, all of them. All those naughty words.
You have to
words.
Start reading all of them again, and you have to review them. And if any naughty words pop up, you have to donate it now.
Yeah. No.
She is not convinced. She's not convinced. That's good. All right. Let's talk a little bit about health and advice from obesity medicine doctors. What are their suggestions? What should people be doing if they're struggling?
We know that obesity is a crisis in this country. If you look at the CDC maps that they've been publishing for the last couple of decades, the rate of obesity is growing like crazy. And there are lots of reasons that this is happening. We're not moving as much. The food that we're eating is not as healthy. People don't have access to good food or to places where they can get out and walk. There are so many other things that factor into it. But there are also lots of answers out there. So, and there's actually, did you know that there's a whole branch of medicine dedicated to combating this obesity crisis?
No. Well, yeah. I certainly knew that weight loss was a big moneymaker for all kinds of different companies. But this, as you said, obesity, and especially among our kids.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's crazy. And when it starts so young and you learn all of these habits as a young person, that's what you know as normal. So that's what you continue to do as you grow to be an adult. So it's really important in kids to instill good, healthy habits. Diet and exercise, I mean, it's just, we all know this. You need to eat a healthy diet. You need to get out and get some regular exercise. It's almost not even worth saying anymore, but it is still the foundation of managing your weight. So they are important. But there are things that we can do for people who are struggling with obesity and need a little extra help. The first step often is medicine. Remember Fen-Phen?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yes.
It used to be all the only option you had was a stimulant. But the problem with stimulants was that they got people too jacked up and
right.
There was an issue with...
It was affecting heart rates.
Oh, yeah. Fen-Phen was causing pulmonary hypertension where the blood vessels in your lungs were not opening up and they were causing... It was major permanent issues and people were dying because of it. So we don't use Fen-Phen anymore, but we do use Phentermine. That's an old school medicine. There are some new medicines out there like Contrave and Quisma, Q-S-Y-M-I-A. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but there are things... pills that you can take to help you on your weight loss journey. So that's one step for people who have a BMI of 30 or above, or if your BMI is even only like 27, but you've got other comorbidities or risk factors like diabetes or blood pressure problems, other things that we know are related to your weight. These things are FDA approved and they are often covered by your insurance if you have insurance.
They are. So how are these things different than something like Ozempic, which in from what I understand, in most cases, Ozempic is not covered by insurance?
Well, I have news for you. Ozempic has been used for years now, especially starlets in Hollywood. Maybe that's what Oprah's using. Hard to say, but she looks amazing.
She does.
Yes. So Ozempic and a lot of the similar medications are weekly injections. And for a long time, they haven't been covered and they are expensive if you pay out of pocket. If you can even get them, because there was such a shortage when people started hearing about it. But these weekly injections, specifically Wegovy, has been FDA approved within the last couple of weeks to treat obesity. And because it's FDA approved, that means that in many cases, insurance companies will start covering it depending on your individual coverage.
Well, that's really good news.
Yes. And there are many other weight loss medications that are in the pipeline. So if diet and exercise aren't working for you, and I mean, again, they're not working for most people, diet and exercise are still important. You still got to try, but there are medications out there and there will be more. There is hope. Don't give up.
And that's so important, Dr. Lyerly. And I do think that people get to a point where it's, I'm so big and I'm so, what's the point? Nothing is going to make any difference. It's going to take me so long to get anywhere. And it's easy to get discouraged. I've had a battle with my weight my entire life. And so it's very, very easy to get discouraged and just want to give up.
Yeah, me too. I've always struggled with my weight. And, you know, you get on the scale and you look at the number and it fluctuates a little bit here and there. And it can be really kind of, it can become an obsession for many people. This is where eating disorders develop and, you know, other body image issues. Yes. But, you know, back to people who are maybe more overweight than BMI 30, like if you're 35 or above, you may be eligible for surgery as an option, bariatric surgery, a gastric sleeve or a gastric bypass. These are surgeries that are commonly performed laparoscopically.
So they're not completely cutting you open.
They're not making a giant incision. It's just little pinhole incisions, usually one in your belly button and a couple other little tiny sub-centimeter incisions somewhere on your belly. Weight loss happens pretty quickly after these. You do still have to adhere to diet, exercise. You will likely have to take supplements because you're not digesting food the way that you do when you have a totally intact gastric system.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they do, it does require you to come back on a regular basis afterwards to make sure that you're not developing a nutritional deficiency. And you need support. You know, this is a giant, if you choose bariatric surgery, you end up having counseling for 2 to 3 months beforehand. You have to demonstrate that you can follow the diet. You need a psychiatric evaluation to make sure that there aren't any other underlying things. It's not unusual for people after they have bariatric surgery to develop problems like alcoholism or drug addiction because they had untreated issues associated with their obesity that were not managed or considered before they had bariatric surgery.
Interesting. So,
it's not as easy as just going to the hospital and, you know, getting your gastric sleeve. It's a whole process. But if you are committed to that, that can be an absolute game changer for people with a BMI over 35 or over 30 if you have those comorbidities like diabetes.
Okay, I'm going to take kind of a hard left turn because of something that you just said. The protocols required to get approved for bariatric surgery, counseling, all of those things. You don't walk in one day and tell your doctor, I want this, and the next day you have it. That's exactly how it happens for people who want to get treated if they have trans issues or they want to transition. You don't walk into a doctor's office when you're 9 and say, I want top surgery, come in tomorrow. Okay, we'll do it. That's not how it works.
You're exactly right, Jane. I'm so glad because it's really similar. Anytime that you are facing a giant change in your life, whether you're managing obesity or you're undergoing gender-affirming care, you need to figure out what is the best path forward. How is this going to impact my life? And you need to pull in all of the different pieces of support, not just, you know, getting the actual procedure, but what other kind of counseling do you need? Who do I have in my life who can help me now, then, and in the long term? These are life-changing events, and you have to treat them as such.
Well, and I think what's really interesting too, Dr. Lyerly, is that if you do lose an enormous amount of weight, it's hard to wrap your head around how differently society treats you. Mm-hmm. And I think counseling just for that is important too, mm-hmm. because I just think it leads to, it's like I have no value unless I look good.
Yeah.
Right. And now,
how did you get here in the first place? You know, it's not like you just became obese overnight. There are things that factor into your life, and a lot of it is body image. Are you eating because you're covering up emotions? Are you eating because there are toxic relationships in your life? What is the meaning behind the eating and the lack of exercise that's gotten you to where you are in the first place?
Right.
You've got to address those issues. Once you've got a handle on what those things are, then you can start to move forward because, you know, your diet is going to be really changing in the future. You can't drink a whole bunch of water while you're eating. You've got to take the supplements. You have to have the follow-up care or your outcome is not going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. When we return, Dr. Lyerly will still be here with our public cervix announcement. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, you can call, you can text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for CarMax? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created CarMax in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for CarMax when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Mathers coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. And as we are every Thursday at this time, we're joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly and her public service announcement. We do have a question that came in over the live stream. Gloria says, I am having some problems with vaginal itching. Ask the doctor, please, what ointment she recommends.
If only it was that easy, Gloria.
Because it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
And first of all, can I give a shout out to Luke Mathers for playing the song Candida by Tony Orlando and Don, which always makes me think of Candida albicans, which is the thing that causes yeast infections. So every time I hear that song, all I can think of is yeast infections.
Of course it does. Yes.
Yeah. And it could be a yeast infection, or it could be, depending on where you are at in your life cycle, it could be related to a sexually transmitted infection. That's always good to rule out. It could be related to a skin problem with the vaginal tissue. There are things like, you can get psoriasis on your bottom. You can get lichen sclerosis, which is a skin issue that makes the skin white and painful and itchy. It could be just as simple as women after menopause don't have enough estrogen in our bodies to make that tissue, which is really, really sensitive to estrogen, as healthy as it was before. So it's not unusual for women to have vaginal itching in the postmenopausal era. And the way to treat that typically is with vaginal estrogen, but you can also use lubricants and other medications that have recently become available. So it is not as simple as I'm itching,
cream.
What kind of ointment? Yeah, there are, though, if it is a yeast infection or something like that, which is very common, or bacterial vaginosis, there are over-the-counter tests that you can get, and there are creams that you can try if you think it's a yeast infection, if it has that kind of that tangy smell, or if there's like a white curdy discharge, then an over-the-counter Monistat is not a bad option. I don't necessarily like the one-day option because I don't think it's enough.
Sure.
So I would go for a 3-day or a full week. But and there's also a medication that you can take by mouth called Diflucan that also combats yeast infections. So, and then there's new stuff coming out to treat bacterial vaginosis, even for people who have recurrent BV, which is also a common problem. You know, vaginal itching is really, really, really common. I rarely run into people who have not experienced some sort of symptom like this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Gloria, again, maybe you want to talk to your doctor first before you just to make sure. Or otherwise, I didn't realize that you could test over the counter now for a yeast infection. So that would probably not be a bad place to start either.
They're not the greatest tests. They're not nearly as good as going to your doctor. And if you have had, you know, sexual partners in the past, in the recent past, where you're at risk for having an STI, that's really important to rule out, because sexually transmitted infections not only affect you down there, but they can affect you in other ways as well.
Absolutely.
So you definitely want to rule that out first. But yeah, seeing your healthcare provider, I think, is the way to go.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you have a question for Dr. Lyerly, Mary from Wauwatosa is on the phone. Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to ask?
Jane and Dr. Lyerly, thanks for highlighting this obesity issue. It's especially concerning regarding the young. In my 50s, I had an extra 10 or 15 pounds that I just wasn't having any success in losing. And I was seeing a functional medicine doctor along with my primary doctor, and the functional medicine doctor advised me to take a look at a low-carb diet. And I dropped those pounds. I've never gained them back.
Good for you.
Yeah, I replaced, you know, like the breads and things like that, muffins with a nut-based, you know, flour, and, you know, minimize the pasta or look at the, you know, good replacements for that and rice and so on, quinoa. So I'd just like to ask your opinion on this this low-carb remedy, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary, I'm so proud of you. Way to go, girl. That is the trick. It's figuring out what is the right thing for you as an individual. There are so many different kinds of diets out there. If there was one diet that worked for everybody, that would be the diet that everybody would be on.
Yeah.
But, you know, finding this low-carb diet, and it sounds like you're replacing it with really smart foods, and you've been able to lose the weight. That's wonderful. Functional medicine docs can be a huge clue to figuring out where to go. Also, lifestyle medicine, where you're focusing on getting appropriate sleep in addition to the exercise, the good food, the water, healthy social relationships. We don't think of those things as being like direct factors that affect our weight, but they are.
But they are. Yeah, most definitely. If you have a question for the doctor, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, talking about weight loss with Mary, reminded me, because she's using nut-based flours now, tomorrow on the show, we are going to be talking to two hazelnut growers in Wisconsin. This is a growing thing, and they are making flour out of hazelnuts now.
I didn't even know we could grow hazelnuts in Wisconsin.
It's a particular type of hazelnut that is not—it's not the hazelnut that you're thinking of, but I believe it is very specific to Wisconsin. I'm not sure. We're going to learn more about this tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah, when our hazelnut growers come. So, but that's another option too. If you're looking for an alternate to a regular wheat-based flour.
Oh, for sure. But I would also say everything in moderation. So nuts are great. They're full of healthy fats and oils and nutrients that you need. But eating cups of nuts a day, you know, I've had friends who are eating raw almonds at their office and they'll eat a full cup of raw almonds. That's too much.
Yeah.
Some raw almonds, wonderful. Too much raw almonds, too much. So, you know, just try to be thoughtful. Look on the package and look to see what a portion size is and moderate your intake based on
according to that. We have time for one more call. Peggy is on the line from Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Good morning, Peggy. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to ask Dr. Lyerly?
Yes. So I'm your typical white chick who likes men. I've been married. I'm 65. I have a 28-year-old daughter. And we've had this discussion multiple times about kids that know they're a girl in a boy's body, vice versa. And she goes, Mom, some of them kids know at age 5. So I can't wrap my head around that quite. So could you kind of explain a little bit to me? I know it has to do with their hormones, blah, blah, blah.
It's so much more than hormones. And we only have just a couple minutes to talk about this. But, you know, I can tell you, I've had friends who clearly this little girl was a tomboy as a little person and then grew up to try audition out different things in her life. And now he is a wonderful, happy, satisfied human being, having finally figured out where he belongs. So not for me, not having experienced that, I don't know, because I grew up very cis, but there are absolutely people out there in the world who have not been able yet to figure out where they belong. But I think surrounded by the right support, we'll see more and more of that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling, everybody. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so very much for your time. She will rejoin us next Thursday at 11:06 for our public service announcement. You can always call or text and ask your questions. That was great. Thank you so much, Dr. Lyerly. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Have a great day, friends.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families in need in Wisconsin will get help buying groceries this summer. Families in the federal Summer Electronic Benefits Program will get food cards with $40 a month for each eligible child. Wisconsin is one of 35 states in the program. A new report says S&P 500 CEOs make 300 times more than the average worker. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate. She says some CEOs even make 1,000 times more.
There's no person in the world that adds as much value as 1,000 other people. There's no question if the 1,000 workers disappeared versus if the CEO disappeared, what would be the outcome?
Some shareholders are pushing to require executives to hold stock longer to reduce short-term stock manipulation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A not guilty plea has been entered by a 55-year-old Waukesha man accused of killing his girlfriend, whose body was found in a wooded area off Gulf Road in Delafield. Matthew Paul pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. The defense argues that the cause of death is unknown and that the state did not outline specific actions taken by Paul that resulted in the victim's death. Milwaukee's crime statistics for 2023 show a decrease, with murders dropping by 20% and non-fatal shootings by 4%. However, the number of murders and shootings is still about twice as high as it was in 2019 before the pandemic. Overall, violent crime decreased year to year by 3% and property crimes by 13%, with a significant drop in stolen cars. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm watch has been issued for our area. Snow starting overnight may mix with some rain, so we'll wake up to less than half an inch. With snow continuing, heavy at times, and winds whipping near 40 miles per hour, 1 to 3 inches is likely, and by tomorrow night, another 1 to 3 is expected to fall. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
in the pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in.
Make yourself a morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Hey, if you're a Bucks fan, the Bucks are hosting the Celtics tonight, 6 o'clock broadcast. You can listen to the game on Lake Air on WLAK in Amory, 1260 AM, and in Park Falls on WCQM 98.3 FM. Bucks and Celtics tonight, 6 o'clock, in case you want to check that out.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully they can right the ship. Because
how many have they lost?
4 out of the last 5. It has not been a good start to 2024 for our Milwaukee Bucks.
We still got a few games.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
There's a couple games to
come.
There's
plenty of time left in the season where we might be just at the halfway point or just over the halfway point. Like
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
If you ever want to check in, you can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the biggest argument you ever had with your partner over a home improvement project. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What was the home improvement project that you did with your partner that caused the biggest argument? And I bring this up because I was thinking about this.
Are you looking for some reinforcements on your side to ensure that you've won the argument? Or?
No, we cannot. My husband and I cannot be the only ones.
Yeah, of course
we cannot be the only ones that this has happened to. So, as I was sitting in the kitchen last night, and we have a TV over the door in the kitchen, and I was reminded we've been in our house now for 22 years. The biggest argument I think we have ever had was installing that television above the door. We couldn't find the stud. We couldn't find where the studs were. And then the blame is, you don't know how to read the stud finder. The stud finder's not working. What are you talking about? And now if you look behind that television.
Don't do that. No.
There are 5 great big holes where the stud was not. Are we the only ones who have had arguments about this stuff that we can't be? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We've been married for 21 years. I swear that was among the biggest arguments we have ever had, ever.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine, because finding a stud, like, I get embarrassed myself when I'm not looking, or like I don't have anybody with me and I'm just trying to like do like an easy,
yeah,
you feel foolish. And yes. So the added pressure of like working on a project around the house together sometimes can bring a little tension. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be others out there, Jane. I don't think you're the only one.
Well, and what surprised me is, I mean, we rehabbed the inside of most of our house before we ever moved in. So, and we did all, I mean, we stripped wallpaper, we pulled up carpeting, I pulled out carpet tacks, we repainted. There is hardly a surface in that house that we hadn't fixed before we even moved in. We were able to get that all done by the time we moved in. For the most part, it was pretty great. No big fights, no big arguments, but putting this television up was World War III. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it's how long in total would you say that the project took? Did it extend long too? Because that's almost the duration of some of the projects that can be done around a house.
Well, if you stretch it out too long, that gets really agonizing, right?
So was this over multiple days?
No, I want to say it was just a couple of hours.
Okay.
But it was, again, you make the X on the wall, drill here. Stud should be there. There's no stud here. Go 5 inches to the left.
See, we had a similar problem. Not a huge fight over it. More of whodunit kind of. It was a mystery, so we wanted to solve it. Because we put in, we were working, recent homeowner, last 2 years.
Right.
Working on a lot of different projects before we moved in. And one of the things we wanted to do is there's a little it's relatively small, but it's a full bath off of the primary suite.
Okay.
So we have our own bathroom right there. It's a stand-up, standing shower, no tub or anything like that, relatively compact off of our room. And we were like, we're going to be using this bathroom all the time. We want to make sure that this is finished before we move in.
Right.
And so we got rid of the medicine cabinet that was there in the bathroom.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, should be easy to find. We'll go to Home Depot. We'll go to Lowe's. We'll find a different replacement medicine cabinet. Hopefully cover the same size hole. Yeah, they didn't make anything that size anymore.
Oh, no.
So we had to find, we said, all right, fine. Rather than look for a replacement that fits, let's go find something we like. And then we'll install what we like the most. That way we'll be happy because we got to pick it. We just didn't choose it because it
because
fits.
Because it'll, yeah, sure.
So we were like, okay. So we went and got it. And so we cut in to the wall to start then making
the hole for the
new one.
Right.
And lo and behold, we found studs that we did not think would be there because there was extra studs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we were like sawing through things. And we're like, is this a support? Like, what is going? Do we need to put a T or an H across between
the support? Oh.
Yeah. And so it became this mystery stud almost that we found that we didn't think was going to be there, but once we measured out where the studs were and then we're cutting and all of a sudden there was an extra stud.
That is so,
so maybe there's an instance where, you know, my walls just had your missing stud.
There you go. There is no stud in our wall in the kitchen. I know it. There's nothing there.
Doesn't exist.
Never existed. The biggest argument you had with your partner over a home improvement project, 844-967-2789. John from Boaz is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining the show. What do you want to share with us?
Hi, I'm a carpenter. Built my wife a house. It's a two-story house. And when you come in on the ground floor, you come in the door, and you got the staircase on your left, and you got the kitchen going to the right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife invites her sister over for the weekend.
Oh, no.
And her sister was upstairs in the second master bedroom. It has a shower. Now, this is what really happened. All of a sudden, I seen water coming out of the light switch in the main lobby down below. And it turned out that she had the shower curtain open.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So
who do you call, the plumber or the electrician?
you need one of each there, John, I think. So she's taking a shower with the shower curtain open, so water is spraying everywhere, and then it starts leaking through the floor into the ceiling below.
We lost John.
John left us.
So that sounds like what happened, though. The water leaking through the outlet. I don't even know. I think that's rightfully going to start a pretty hard argument for home improvement around the house.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Having water coming through light fixtures is rarely good.
When is it ever good?
Yeah.
What do you mean rarely? Come on, I'm going on a limb and say that's never
enough,
a good thing.
Fair enough. It's never good.
Yeah, it's not fun. 844-967-2789. We want to hear your home improvement arguments. Or, no, they don't have to be arguments. Maybe
challenges.
Disagreements.
Sure.
You don't see eye to eye. Because new homeowner, we're doing a lot of projects. I honestly, the worst one, it wasn't that bad, but wallpaper.
Oh, wallpaper's terrible.
Putting up wallpaper.
That'll drive you crazy.
I never knew. Wallpaper, I feel like I'm a relatively younger guy, Jane.
Sure. And it's wallpaper is very much an older aesthetic, it is.
And so we weren't removing it or anything. I've heard horror stories about removing wallpaper. But lining it up just right to make sure, that is a difficult task to
you
do.
You didn't have stripes. It wasn't stripes, was it?
It had a grid pattern, but it's on the back. And so, like, to help. And I was like, I don't know how this actually helps. Because maybe to cut it. But even then, you know, the relatively older house that we have, 50 years old.
Sure.
And so we're putting up this accent wall. and wallpaper was on a, Kelsey found it for a huge deal. So we were like, all right, we're going to put an accent wall. We can do this. Easy enough. Small accent wall. Not right. even a large accent wall.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, you know, it's not perfectly square.
Not the older houses. We live in one too. Yeah. Yep, they're not, everything is not plumb.
And so you think that you're humming along. The first one.
It's perfect.
No. Oh, the first one takes a little while. You want to make sure you get it just right.
Exactly.
You're all set. It's looking great. You get the second and third sheet up. You're like, I can do this all day. And then you get to the end of the wall on the fourth or fifth sheet, and it's like, what the heck happened?
Is it like an inch gap?
Just the way that it, you line it up perfectly on top. You'd cut it. And the first one that we cut to be the end piece, mm-hmm. we cut it all the way down. Just make it straight. But then you had about a quarter inch gap by the time you got to the ground, the floor. You got to the end, and you're like, what the heck happened? So then you have to redo it, and then you got to cut it again. And it was a whole thing. As always, they tell you, buy a little extra of any of the material that you're working with.
Especially wallpaper.
Especially with wallpaper. So it was a small accent wall, but took up most of a day almost because we had to get it just right.
Well, that's one of those things, though. If it's off,
oh yeah, everybody can tell.
Yeah, it's you don't have to point it out. Everybody can see it right away. Andrew from Maine texting in: the wife and I are looking into buying a house. I'm so looking forward to these issues. Oh, Andrew, you're in for a treat.
I always love now because, again, hate to beat the dead horse. It's an older house. But when I hear something off in the distance, like a creak or just a, what was that noise? I just start worrying.
What's it going to be next?
Yeah. What?
What's next?
Was that noise? Most of the time, it's the dog. He's just being a little silly. He jumped off the couch weird, or he's in the kitchen smelling something. But you just get worried when the house starts making noises.
You are going to learn so much about this house.
I've already learned so much.
As time goes on. We've been in our house for 22 years, and I will never forget the winter. We have a spot where now I snow rake it.
Smart. Okay.
I did not do that the first couple of years.
But you learned.
Until it was raining on my piano.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The gutters were all iced up and everything backed up, and then it was raining, and it started raining in our living room.
Jeez.
And I'm outside on a ladder with a hammer trying to dislodge this ice.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're in for tons of fun. I love it.
See, it's just, you gotta take it with a glass half full. You gotta be optimistic about it.
Think of the things you will learn that you never really wanted to.
Yeah, yes. Like where the bonus studs are in the wall. It'll happen.
It will happen. All right, stay close. We're going to talk about Badgers basketball.
Oh, yeah. We got a team. We got a pretty young team as well. But they worried me a little bit last night, Jane. I was concerned. But, you know, it was a good road test. And I have to make sure. You got to take the lighter side of sports. You got to really roll with the lighter side of sports. So I wasn't going to get too invested. But the Badgers were visiting Ohio State yesterday. And they took care of business and came out with a W. Only undefeated team left for Big Ten conference
That's
play.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
That's so very exciting.
So it's a good time.
All right. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. You can always join us 844-967-2789. You are listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you want to stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate. That's how we do. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Half Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Half Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Half Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Half Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Half Diamonds, where they want your business.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Air. So glad to have you along. Luke Whitmathers is with me in studio, coming to you live across Wisconsin and even globally if you have the wonderful Civic Media app.
Yeah? How many global listeners do you think we got right now on the Civic Media app?
There are two.
Two? All right. We'll throw
it out there.
That's a pretty low number, so maybe I'll take the over.
Okay.
I could take the over on that one.
You can always check in if you're listening overseas. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We were just talking about arguments you've had with your significant other when doing home improvements, and a couple texts still coming in. Texter from the 262 listening here in Waukesha. Our home ownership challenge: after we took showers to get ready for our holiday guests, we come downstairs and see water leaking through the light fixtures.
Oh, no.
An hour before everyone arrives. That, what a nightmare.
I can't imagine.
I can't either.
That I'm really hoping that the fact that these are coming in, that's not going to like will it into existence, because that seems to be a trend in my life.
Oh, no.
So
no,
I'm
no.
really, really hoping that's not the case. But an hour before
the party,
the party for me, I was hosting Christmas. An hour before the party is when I finished the floors for the basement.
An hour?
An hour. Yeah,
but
it was. I was working
down
overtime.
To the wire,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
because that was a big project.
Yeah, it was.
It was getting the old tiles off.
Yes, removing the old basement tile, linoleum tile.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked.
But whatever adhesive they used,
yeah,
was
know.
Super strength.
The industrial adhesive that the, I'm assuming, came out of the 70s or 80s, maybe the 90s, but that stuff
that was
a challenge. It was just a challenge. And so, yeah, it took a little bit longer to getting to the point of installing the floors, and then, you know, some hiccups along the way, a little bit of, you measured that wrong, and I didn't cut it right, and things like that. Back and forth, but we got it done an hour before the party. So.
Well done.
Thank you.
Came in under the wire. Another suggestion, Luke, when you're hanging wallpaper, now that it's all up, but
yeah,
if you ever do it again,
all, yeah.
if you ever do it again, when hanging wallpaper, try overlapping by about an inch and then cut through the overlap with a knife to get that matching seam.
Oh, now you tell me.
the next wall for your next accent wall.
If it happens, maybe.
You can
maybe.
You can keep that in mind. All right, so you watched the Badgers game last night against Ohio State.
Yes, the Buckeyes in Columbus. So there was a number of dry spouts for both teams, just like a lid over the bucket several different times. Four-minute scoring droughts for both the Badgers and the Buckeyes. It was a really hot and cold kind of a game of runs.
Were there a lot of fouls?
In the first half, no. No, very little fouls in the first half. They had a bunch of them to give. And so the last 30 seconds of the first half, everybody was following to try to prevent shots and stuff like that. The Badgers got into foul trouble the second half, but it was just, I don't think the Badgers shot a free throw until there was like 15 minutes left in the game. It was.
That sounds like an odd game.
It was an interesting one for how high powered the offense has been for the Badgers over the last couple games. It was a little bit more of a slow start. They had a rough time in the start of the second half, but Max Klesman scored 18 in the second half. No points in the first half, 18 in the second half to will the Badgers to victory.
To victory.
So, yeah, they ended up, it was close. It was neck and neck the whole game, but the Badgers ended up winning by 11.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a dogfight. One of the only Big Ten team left that's undefeated in conference play. Earlier this week, they got announced to be 15th in the nation. Marquette lost last night, so there's going to be an upset from probably the rankings coming out next week. Badgers just continue to climb.
And I know there's a big rivalry between Marquette and Madison alumni. There's this.
Yeah, the Marquette alumni usually are the ones that are making more of a rivalry than it is.
I'm assuming you went to UW-Madison.
I did, okay, Jane, I did.
I just felt that instinctually. Interesting how that works.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting how that works. But yeah, the Badgers you can listen to on the Civic Media app on several different Civic Media radio stations across the network, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, and so many more. So you can tune in. They're going to be taking on and hosting the Northwestern Wildcats this Saturday.
All right. So. Well, and again, just download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. And you can listen to all of the stations all across the network. You can call and text directly from the app, which is pretty cool. And our unofficial slogan here for the app on Matt Nair on Air, have you heard this yet?
I have not. I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Downloading the Civic Media app probably isn't going to change the course of your entire life, but it shouldn't make it worse.
I love that the ideas, the marketing ideas that come out of Matt and Aaron Air. I love them.
It's completely unsanctioned by sales department at this point. But to me, it's a very Wisconsin thing.
It will
right?
make it
because
worse.
Because we're just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you it's going to change the entire course of your life for the better, but it's Wisconsin. I can't lie to you. So it shouldn't make it worse.
There you go. And if anything, it'll keep you entertained.
Absolutely. All right,
the Civic Media lineup, you can take us with you
wherever you go.
And you can stay. And we've got excellent programming coming up for the rest of the day.
We do. We have news on the way next, followed by the one and only Todd Father, the Todd Allbaugh program.
Todd Father?
That's a Greg Bach term.
Oh.
Yeah, see, the Todd Father.
I asked Greg what I need to know when I fill in for him, and those would be the things that he informs me. He's like, you know what to do.
The little tidbits. The important tidbits.
The little things. The Todd Father.
And just a reminder, too, folks, we're going to start getting more snow after midnight, and then that's going to start mixing with rain, and it's going to be really windy, and we have more snow on the way for tomorrow. So try and just keep up on the forecast a little bit. Utilize that 511wi.gov app where all the accidents are, and that will tell you where the spinouts are and what roads are closed. And it's really very useful. Again, it's 511wi.gov. Luke Mathers, if you can get here tomorrow.
I'll be here.
He will be back with me on the board and in studio tomorrow. I hope you will join us as well. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief closed.